sun standing still. The news of the destruction of Jericho and Ai spread throughout Canaan. Most of the cities form alliances in order to protect themselves from Israel. But one city decided to do something different. A group of men from the city of Gibeon dressed up in old clothes and worn-out sandals. They put old sacks on their donkeys, packed stale dry bread, and carried old wineskins. They went to Joshua and said, "We live far away, but we heard what the Lord your God has done for you. Our elders sent us on this long journey. They said, 'Go and make a treaty with them.' Look, we took our bread right out of the oven. Now it's dry and stale. The journey was so long that our clothes and sandals have become worn and old." The men of Israel looked at their provisions, but didn't seek guidance from the Lord. So Joshua made a treaty with them. The elders of Israel vowed that the two nations would be allies. 3 days after the treaty, Israel found out that the Gibeonites lived in Canaan, close by. Joshua sent for them and said, Why did you deceive us?" They said, "Oh, we heard God gave you all of this land. He told Moses to kill everyone who lives here. We feared for our lives, so we deceived you. Now, you can do whatever seems right to you. We will accept it." Joshua said, "You'll live because of our promise to you. We can't touch you. But from now on, you're our slaves. You'll cut wood and carry water for us, and you'll serve the house of the Lord." The other kings of Israel heard that the people of Gibeon had made peace with Israel. They joined together to march against their city. The men of Gibeon sent word to Joshua saying, "We're your slaves. Come quickly and help us." So Joshua marched his army through the night and surprised those fighting against Gibeon. They tried to fight back, but the Israelite army was too strong for them. The Lord also sent large hailstones on them, and more people were killed by hail than by the sword. Joshua needed more time, so he looked up and said, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon." The Lord heard this command and honored it. The sun stopped moving across the sky. Never in the past, nor since, has there been a day like that. 5 kings ran and hid in a cave, but someone told Joshua. He said, "Roll a stone across the entrance of the cave." He then stationed men to guard it. Once Israel had sealed their victory, Joshua brought the kings out of the cave. He told his commanders to put their feet on the necks of the kings. He said, "Be strong and courageous. The Lord will do this to all of your enemies." He then executed the 5 kings. Joshua led his army from city to city, and the Lord gave him victory wherever he went.